Queer.
Well, we're doing something which I don't think. I don't know. I'm pretty certain I haven't heard any other announcers attempt this.
I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe not.
So we're now broadcasting from both studios at 4ZZZ.
Hi, Studio 2.
Hi, Studio 1. And look who, what honoured guests I've got in Studio 2.
Introduce them.
I've got a guitar. Hello, guitar. Do you have a name, guitar?
I was just talking to someone about this. I never name anything. You know, someone, people name their cars, people name their, well, of course, their pets, but, you know.
It's true.
I don't ever name.
Do you know? Do you know people have actually taken out subscriptions at ZZZ, the pet subscription?
I've seen
their
the
guitar.
Pet subscription that's available.
For their guitar.
Yeah, for their guitar.
Yes, right. Their guitar.
That's quite nice.
That is nice. James Lees. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You do have a name.
Yes, I do.
And to my right is the sultry songstress, the high priestess of melody. Hello, Lucinda Shaw. How
Hello,
are you?
Hello.
Wow.
To be here.
We just had Kate Bush, Hounds of Love, from 2014.
Fantastic.
At the Hammersmith. And
magical.
That's just an incredible version of a great song. It just has so much, you know, like that was, what, 30 years after, 30 years after she
Almost
recorded
exactly.
it.
Yeah.
And still sounds great.
Yeah.
So there is a Kate Bush connection with
Kate
yourselves.
Bush connection. And I've never sung on radio before until now, so I'd like everyone to just pretend that didn't
but
happen.
The Kate Bush connection, let's talk about this, because it is Brisbane Live Music Week. The Queensland Cabaret Festival has started launching tidbits.
Yes. Yes.
Throwing things out at people.
Yes, the program has launched.
And you're in it.
Yeah.
So David Bowie last year.
Yeah, Ziggy. We did Ziggy Stardust last year.
And
a couple of other things.
And a man who deeply influenced Kate Bush.
Yeah, there's a huge connection between Bowie and Kate Bush too. In fact, I believe if you watch the Ziggy Stardust 1973 concert, a 14 or 15-year-old Kate Bush is visible in the front row.
No.
Yeah. That's a cool Easter egg, isn't it?
Ooh.
I do remember.
You know creepy little things, don't you?
Kate Bush has talked about it. She went to that show.
Yeah. And
changed her life.
Because there was also Del Palmer, who she was with. They were a couple for quite a long time.
Her bass player.
Yeah. And her brother, Paddy. Del and Paddy were mates. And I've read an interview with Del and Paddy saying, exactly. They went to that the Ziggy show.
Imagine 15-year-old Kate Bush watching that.
Yes, but her version of 15 isn't a standard version of 15, is it?
She'd already written The Man with the Child in His Eyes. Well,
and her school teachers were wondering who wrote these lyrics because they couldn't work out that I think she was 14 at the time she wrote the lyrics of The Man with the Child in His Eyes.
Very young.
Saying, this can't be you. And yes, it is. It's great. So in the Warren Room, the music of Kate Bush, but not of what we just heard, which is Hounds of Love, which is 1985.
Correct.
This is the first three albums of Kate Bush.
Yeah. So with my Electric Moon hat on, which is what I'm called when we're making big shows like Ziggy and stuff like that. People are saying, what will you do next? Brisbane Powerhouse is saying, James, I think you should do us another show. And I'm going, well, what are we going to do? Who are we going to do? Who are we going to do? And the answer to that is that a lot of the same gang from Ziggy and Transformer are going to be doing the music of Kate Bush. And the show is called In the Warm Room, and it focuses on her first three albums.
Which is, and a stunning entrance.
A stunning entrance.
This is live music.
Better late than never. For those listening at home, Joshua DeVetta has just.
Hello, Joshua.
Rampaged into the studio.
Entered.
We'll have to get Wolfram to get his.
So
camera.
We've now got two of the vocalists from the Kate Bush show. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we can squeeze you on one of the chairs in the studio, right there beside Lucinda.
Hi, Josh. How are you doing?
Good. Sorry, I'm late.
That's okay.
Well, no, arrived on time, I believe.
Yeah.
I think you are, because look at you. You're so divinely dressed tonight.
Oh, thank you very much.
Is that just for rehearsal tonight? That was just your rehearsal.
Oh, I just picked up the kids from the extracurricular activities. That's what I wear for after school pickup.
Yeah,
just your everyday mum wear going
Pardon?
To school.
Wear it to the 7-Eleven. Yeah, just to pick up a Red Bull.
I think we need Wolfram to come and take another photo.
I'm sure Wolfram will be in to take a photo. We can put it up on
Facebook.
He's up on his
feet doing everything tonight.
Sam's having a good time in Studio One.
I can just hear snickering.
Yes, snickering.
Children.
It's Friday the 9th of June. Tickets are on sale now and it will sell out.
Well, I can tell you that the tickets are selling very quickly. So I strongly recommend. Of course I would say that, but in this instance it happens to
do
be true.
Yourself a favour.
Grab a ticket, please.
And so, it's the first three albums, The Kick Inside, Lionheart and Never Forever, which is definitely the album as a, and how old was I at the time, 16-year-old, that I, of course, knew Wuthering Heights. That just blew me away, like everyone on the planet.
Yeah.
And then Hammer Horror was a bit of a hit here, and I really love that song. Mm. And then Never Forever with Babushka.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I played Never Forever constantly. So when people like yourself and Lucinda are putting up things on Facebook promoting In the War Room, what did you call me yesterday, Mr. Obscure Reference Man? I keep putting
Kate Bush is a
little lyrics from stuff like
Kate
Bush
is a Trainspotter's dream. There's so much detail, there's so much to find out with her.
I have a friend of mine in England who's a Kate Bush fan through his dad.
Right.
This is kind of, makes me feel old because his dad's not that much older than myself. Mm-hmm. And he was a youngish teenager looking through his dad's records, lots of listening to Kate Bush, and he became a massive Kate Bush fan. And we would end emails with little finding other Kate Bush lyrics to, end off our email exchanges to each other, from him up in Manchester and me down here in Brisbane. So... yeah, so I was like, thanks, I did it, I got him on the wedding list. I love that song. And
I did note that you used that. I saw
four
that.
Strings
I knew exactly
across
where that was
the
from.
Bridge, ready to
I can't
carry
confirm or deny
over.
Whether we'll be doing that one.
Violin, violin.
They're demented.
Well, I could see, nice I could... is that you? Can you do Kate Bush's violin? Is
me?
That, would that be something that you'd be able to attempt?
Would it be your song?
Well, I can't reveal anything right now what we'll be doing in the show, but I can confirm that it will be a masterclass on how to Kate Bush come through 9th, yes.
All I can... we're strictly not releasing the set list or who's singing what, but I can tell you that Josh will be the first singer in the show. Because we have four
out
men.
Out on the wily, windy moors, we roll out.
I think Blair wants to be the opening sequence of the show.
Oh, I could. I can't.
We'll get you in a red skirt yet.
I'm a Philistine. I like the white. I love the white video.
Oh, no.
I love
the studio
video.
No. Well, I love it too, but I love the other one better.
Anyway, but you put dress me up as Babushka.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
with a double bass and a sword.
Babushka.
Some chainmail.
Babushka, Babushka. Yeah,
dear listener, he has the choreo.
As an 8-year-old, I danced in front of the TV to that song. God knows what my parents thought.
Brisbane Live Music Week. Let's have some live music.
Ooh,
you don't often sing on radio, James Lees.
I'm never going to do it again. I apologise to everybody. And I've even got a cold. Like, listen to my...
That's a shame.
Voice.
Oh, see this red stain on my black T-shirt? It's my heart bleeding for you.
Oh, thank you. I'll get out my tiny violin.
So what are you going to offer for us for Brisbane Live Music Week tonight?
Well, Lucinda and I have a very exciting show coming up this weekend. We're going to play our first EP and our first album in full.
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty EP and The Place That Is Home.
The Silver Circus material.
Yes, of course. At the Junk Bar this Saturday.
Up at Ashgrove.
We're going to do an acoustic version of one of the songs off to The Place That Is Home.
It's all yours.
Thank you. It's called Don't Look Too Long.
Don't look too long into me. A touch of beat, a skin, a touch of beat, a song for thee. A human reflection, a rainbow, a nothing. Don't look too long into me. Don't look too long into me. You flow around a stone. There's movement in you. The breeze moves the trees. Then a nest crashes through. Things change, some things change. Tell me you know it's so. So the river flows. You know the river flows. So the river flows. You know the river flows. I love what you do. I love what you do. You move in the time, and I'll sing into you. I love what you do. I love what you do. You move with the tide, and I'll swim into you. You move with the tide, and I'll swim into you. You move in the time, and I'll sing into you. We meet in some place. We meet not by chance. You bring amazing grace to this amazing dance. But beautiful humans do terrible things. Look, look away. You make me sing. Grasp not the water as you take what it brings. I love what you do. I love what you do. You move in the time, and I'll sing into you. I love what you do. I love what you do. You move with the tide, and I'll swim into you. You move with the tide, and I'll swim into you. You move in the time, and I'll sing into you. To me, a touch of beat, a skin, a touch of beat, a song for thee, A human reflection, a rainbow, nothing. Don't look too long into me. Don't look too long into me. Don't look too long into me. Grasp not the water.
And you'll just have to applaud at home, because we want all of Brisbane applauding loudly for James Lees and Lucinda Shaw, the Colonel of Silver Circus. Catch them this Saturday. Oh, sorry.
In the library?
No.
With
no,
a lead pipe?
In the junk car. With
in
Palmas
the
Rose on piano.
Yeah, Palmas Rose.
Sally out of Gamelon, violin, Wayne Jennings.
Lucinda, that Voltaren's gone straight to my head.
look, there's something about that song, Lucinda, the lyrics for that, you know.
Oh, we know,
don't look too long.
We know that you like that one. That's one of the reasons we chose it.
It came from the heart. Yeah.
It's
and it stays
beautiful.
In the heart for me.
Well, thank you very much for coming in and sharing Brisbane Live Music Week with us. Thank you for contributing.
Pleasure. What a good idea it is.
Thanks for having us here. Keep music live, everyone. Mm. See
and,
live music, support live music.
And speaking of live music, if I could just entice the incredibly decorated Josh Zavetta.
Hello.
Oh, look, you just look divine tonight.
Oh, thank you. Say that every time I'm here.
I know, but tonight you're even more divine.
You're like a work of art.
Thank you.
You are. You're beautiful.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Really quickly, because yes? I do have to skip on, because we're into the last half hour of the show now.
Lovely.
You're performing this weekend, I believe.
Yes, she is. yes, I am Friday, this Friday night, actually, 24th of March, 8 p.m.
Whereabouts?
Just around the corner at the New Globe Theatre.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're taking on Mariah.
Yes, we are. So I've got my fabulous team, including Palmas Rose, who'll be playing. Mm-hmm. She's been music directing it with me, and my three background singers, Aya, Valentine, Cassie George, and Lachlan Garrity, and we are taking on the catalogue of Ms. Mariah Carey.
Amazing.
Do you have a Mariah Carey period that you sit more than one than the other? I'll say now, I'm the 90s Mariah.
Music Box?
Yeah, Music Box, you know, all of that period, yeah. You know, Dream Lover, Fantasy.
Yes.
Can't live.
Yes. Yeah. The glory
if
is.
Living is without you. That's my period. What about you?
When I was in high school, it was classed as her comeback, and that was The Emancipation of Mimi, which was back in 2005, where she won two Grammys for Best R&B Contemporary Album. Mm. And I was in grade 12 when We Belong Together came out, which is actually the second longest running number one in Billboard history. So, and was named the Song of the Decade, and she wrote that, or co-wrote
it. Which is pretty amazing.